Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot. And several times a year, we do one of our favorite kinds of shows, Buried Treasures. What's a buried treasure, Greg? These are records that are under the mainstream radar, as you said. Not everybody's talking about them. They're not being hyped to the heavens. There's no publicist. You may have to dig a little bit. You may have to go to Bandcamp and not just Spotify. It's music that comes to us, that pings the radar, that you may give the initial 20-second listen to, and then you're like, there's something here, and we dig deeper. You're going to lead us off. Tell us what you're starting with.
Well, Jim, I am going to play a record that I've actually been meaning to play for quite a few months. It's been out since earlier this year, but I'm glad to get an opportunity to play it now. It's a Philly trio called Control Top. Their debut album, Covert Contracts, just blew my doors off when I first heard it. I went back to it again a week ago and realized this record still holds up. It's one of my favorite records of the year. It's sort of a trio. Female lead vocalist Allie Carter is a real pistol. And in tandem with a guitar player who's really bringing a sort of inventiveness to his guitar playing, and I'm going, this guy is one of those guys who looks at the guitar as a sound machine rather than something that's meant to play chords or specific notes. His pedigree includes working on the first album by Washington, D.C. post-punks, Priests, another band that you and I both love. And it makes sense because Control Top has much the same sort of political bent to a lot of their writing. It's sort of a mixture of punk, surf, no wave, totally wired, big on dynamics, pulling songs together and then breaking them apart, a powerhouse drummer behind it all. Basically, this whole notion of how society is sort of encoded with all these structures designed to keep people in line. And that song Type A that I'm going to play, we've all run into that guy at wherever we've worked or wherever we, in our social encounters. He's the kind of person, and it is a guy usually, that is entrapping you, even though you may not realize it, because of the expectations imposed upon you. And Allie Carter has a response, why don't you get out, get out of my way? And the way she says in this song pretty much expresses the way we may all feel someday when we encounter this type of individual. It's Type A from Control Top on Sound Opinions.
We'll be right back.
Control Top, Type A, Greg leading us off with a buried treasure. I was thinking, wow, here's an update on that great La Tigra sound.
Yeah, yeah.
With a lot of like roots in classic girl group, mm-hmm. early 60s pop. Good stuff, Greg. Speaking of pop, power pop, I'm going to play a song by Tommy Zender, who is one of those people on the Chicago scene who has worn so many different hats. He's a singer, songwriter. He's a studio gun and live band guy for hire. He's played with Doug Julin. He's played with Nora O'Connor. John Bryan comes to town, and he may tap Tommy Zender. He teaches at the Old Town School of Folk Music. He's a great talent who has been so busy, he hasn't made a solo album for 15 years. Now, I am immune to bribery. I truly am. But every once in a while on Facebook, Tommy sends me, I just came up with this great Brian Eno ambient discovery, right? And I'm like, all right, I know he's kissing my butt, right? But like, you know, the Eno button goes off. That's like really good, right? And because of that, I was, all right, I'm going to listen to Tommy's first record in a long time. And Songs About Time is a fantastic record. What a great concept, too. You know, the ethereal nature of time. To get kind of physics professor on you, you know, what is time? And it's elastic and Dali and all these concepts. And he's really having fun with it. One of the standout songs from this new album of his, Songs About Time, is Your Time is More Important. And we know those guys, right?
Yeah.
Again, also often guys. The guy who's going to cut in front of you on the highway, even though everything's bumper to bumper, just because he's going to get there half a second earlier. Or they do it at the grocery store. Or they do it wherever you're online. And this is a great piece of power pop. It's good to have Tommy Zender putting out some new music. Here it is on Sound Opinions.
Honest life. Honest day of work, I'm catching fever now. Hell on wheels, take a cab or walk it off. Don't try to talk it out. Coming down, coming back down to earth. I always knew you would climb on down from that bloody tree on high and spread a little love and share your time. Here's the deal. There's no deal. There's nothing here for sale. Now you're free to pull the plug or take the plunge, but won't you stay? Coming down, coming back down to earth. I always knew you would climb on down from that bodhi tree on high. Wish us all good luck and take some time. Shoot the breeze a while and spend some time.
Tommy Zender, Your Time is More Important.
Fun we need stuff, more huh? stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tommy Keene, Dwight Twilley,
yes.
sort of a little power pop,
yes.
one-man band too, right? That I think he plays all the instruments.
I think he played most everything on this record himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Automatic is the band I want to go to next, Jim. They put out their debut album a few weeks ago. It's called Signal. Los Angeles trio named themselves after a Go-Go song, one of the first singles put out by the Go-Go's, and they would have fit right into that sort of early 80s post-punk scene in Los Angeles. Three women, synth, drums, bass, shared vocals, very chilly, kind of a post-punk vibe in the music, deadpan vocals, danceable, but there's an eeriness in almost every track here. This may be neither here nor there, but the drummer is the daughter of Bauhaus drummer Kevin Haskins. I thought that was just a little, you know,
interesting.
I mean, a little connection there that I go, well, that kind of makes sense, you know,
yeah.
the chilly vibe. And lo and behold, Bauhaus liked to mess around with some dark themes in its music, and the song I'm going to play is essentially a track about zombies walking around in the streets of Los Angeles who, you know, have too much money to know what to how to spend. So it's definitely an indictment of the sort of the social scene that they consistently seem to be on the fringe of. It's Too Much Money from Automatic on Sound Opinion. Too Much Money from Automatic is one of my buried treasures.
You're hitting a groove here, Greg, because I think Automatic and Control Top would make a good double bill.
I'm all for that.
At any club, there's
two really good trios.
Similarities, but two distinct approaches to coming at that same sort of electro girl group sound. I'm going completely different now. There's a project that came out of music schools across the country, New York, Washington, Chicago, Nashville, Boston, Philly, called Falcon Mixtape, Motor City Classics. Timed, its release is to the 60th anniversary, pretty much, of the heyday of the great Motown Records, where a wide variety of students at music schools across the country took on a cover of a Motown classic, using the school's recording people and fellow students as musicians and producers. And that sounds perhaps a little precious, right? Mm. Except there are some great moments on this compilation. There's also some that are just like, I don't know if the world needs folk covers of any Motown songs. But the one that stood out to me has, again, a Chicago connection. Kingsley is a young woman who grew up the third eldest of eight sisters who could sing before she could talk, surrounded by house music, and then goes out to the Pacific Northwest to attend school on a track scholarship. But health reasons sidelined her, and she went back to that thing that she knew before she could even talk, singing. What a great cover of the Supremes classic, You'd Keep Me Hanging On, reimagined with a heavy dose of that 80s house sound that we all love in Chicago, right? That you ought to love no matter where you're from. This just stood out to me instantly from this compilation. Here is Kingsley on Sound Opinions.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get in my life, why don't you, baby? Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. You don't. We'll be right back.
baby. Get out my life, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on. No, you don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on. No, you don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on.
You Keep Me Hanging On by Kingsley, an infinitely better cover than the Rod Stewart version.
I do love the deep house stuff, Jim. That's a cool vibe as well. You know, very northern soul, too. You
yeah.
know, that those kind of clubs in England would be playing this kind of a track, deep but cut.
She's got an EP of her own out, and it knows no genre bounds. I highly recommend it.
So we put the same question out to our Facebook discussion group about buried treasures, and we were just overwhelmed by the responses. Mark Leskowski's buried treasure pick is Lux Prima, a really good collaboration between Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Danger Mouse. He calls the music, quote, sparse and atmospheric and slyly cinematic. I think Mark wants both of our jobs, Jim. In fact, I think
go.
He's better than both of us right now.
We cannot say this often enough. On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic.
He is, and he adds that on the songs with a chill-out vibe, there's usually something edgy embedded within.
That's a little of Nux Lumina, Karen O, and Danger Mouse, a really good pick by Mark. There were a lot on there. There were also people who I don't think get the concept. We're talking new music, not necessarily this week, but this year, okay, that really got us excited. If you have a suggestion for that kind of buried treasure that we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. And as I said, you can find us on Facebook and even Twitter. After a break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Good morning, God. Thank you for today.